brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the Cabin.
Mornings at the Cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Wednesday morning. Wacky Wednesdays out here, Calorie. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. Only minus 15 this morning. Quite warm. That snow is sticky. That new snow that fell overnight. Nice and sticky. Good for snowballing. You know what? I'm putting it out there right now. Citywide snowball fight. Let's do it.
Right now?
Everybody, well, get out there on the street. Nope, get out there on the street and start throwing snowballs
in
at people.
In the dark?
Hey, get out there. Throw them at cars, throw them at people in the street. Just, you know, just go for it. Let's have some fun.
That's
winter wonderland.
Jeez.
It's a winter wonderland out there.
You're going to get one right in the eye.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
Break your glasses and then you'll just snap.
That's the problem with organized snowball fights. No one is careful enough. Like, don't aim for the face.
You notice that when they have them in the movies, too?
Right.
Actually, they're never organized. They're just organic.
They're just snowball fights. They just kind of happen, which is my favorite kind of snowball fight. Organic.
Nobody knows how to make a snowball in those scenes.
No.
They just throw piles of snow.
Yeah, it's weird when people are like just like throwing, like just brushing snow off of things.
What's with that?
It's like, bah! It's like, that's not a snowball. Like, pack that stuff down.
That is sloppy.
Or the opposite is true, where they have perfectly manicured snowballs that were obviously made by like a props person, and then they pick them up and throw them, and they nail people in the face, and it's like, that is not fun.
Are you specifically talking about Elf?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Elf, Jack Frost. The family comedy, not the horror movie. And they just get nailed in the face. Like, if you pack them down that much that you can throw them that hard, they are not soft. And they do not break up easily. They hit you in the face, and they can leave cuts and bruises.
The movies really, like, throw Canadian etiquette, snowball etiquette for a loop. Because everyone knows you don't aim for the face.
No, you don't aim for the face. You aim for the belly or the genitals.
Mornings at the Cabin. The podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Wednesday morning. Came in this morning to a lovely envelope with my name on it. I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, right. It's Christmas. People send out Christmas cards.
This is a thing that people do
sometimes.
This is a thing
that normal, thoughtful people do. And Emily Blake, one of the most thoughtful people in the office.
Like, for real.
For realsies.
Honestly.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you to Emily for dropping off a couple of Christmas cards for us, and very lovely little scene with a red cardinal and a frosty, the snowman type of snowman, just like big smile on his face, twig arms up, just a lovely pastoral scene. Open it up. Jesse, Phoenix, and Betty. She included the dog from Emily and Binks, wishing you the happiest of holidays. Now, she didn't write any of the wishing the happiest of holidays.
No,
she did write the names. She did write the names. But very nice. A thoughtful thing.
Yeah, very nice gesture.
Yeah.
Let me open mine here. To Scott and Nicole, wishing you the happiest of holidays. It's been such a pleasure and joy working with you over the last while at Cabin Radio. I enjoy seeing your glowing face every day. I wish that your family and all of your friends have the happiest and healthiest Christmas and Happy New Year. My God, she's running out of room on this card.
Wait, there's more here. I just thought there was some dust on the card. One second. I've never told you this, but coming into work on Friday mornings and doing PCPTP is one of the joys of my week. And I agree, Emily. Thank you. And she continues, I've always admired your tenacity and bravery. And
there's a third page to my card.
There's a leaf that falls out of this. It's like, as...
You're an inspiration.
As Aldous Huxley once said...
No, it doesn't say.
Doesn't say any of it.
Actually, but she didn't even include my. You got Betty. In
I got
there.
Betty. You didn't get a dog.
Jaya and Finnegan didn't get any happy holidays.
So really, not thoughtful at all.
I guess I win.
I got Betty on here as well. She likes Betty. Well, I post about Betty a lot. Like, most of my posts are about Betty. Right? You don't post about your dogs.
I write entire albums for my
dogs.
That's
true. You have a creative outlet with your dog.
That's right.
My dog's just cute. And I just toss her up on the internet.
Maybe Emily assumes that, you know, Jay and Finnegan just get enough fan mail as it is.
That's probably what it is.
And
it's
time for me and Nicole to get a little bit of...
Is there a separate card here? Is there a separate card just for Jay and Finn?
I don't see one.
All right. Well, maybe it comes later. I don't know. Hmm. But Emily, we want to thank you very, very kindly. Again, you are one of the most thoughtful people. Probably the most thoughtful. I mean, who's more thoughtful? Sibs?
No.
Megan doesn't work here anymore, and she's not very thoughtful.
Louisa, Sarah, no.
Louisa necessarily, Ollie, not really. No, Ollie, not. Definitely not.
AJ.
AJ is thoughtful, but in a different way. He wouldn't drop off a card.
No, because he hates celebrations.
Hates celebrations, doesn't like puppies, but would literally give you the shirt off his back.
Yes.
Right? So, yes. I mean, that's different.
But if you said, thank you, AJ, for this gift of your shirt, he would probably take it back and then, like, tear
and then
it
complain, and then complain about it in a group chat later. but thank you, Emily. And I was saying to you, Lecter, that we received some cards in the mail. Don't really do cards. And it's like I'm thoughtful in the moment, but when that moment passes, you're dead to me.
Yeah, when you have those people in your life that still do Christmas cards, like go out of their way.
Well, they're trying to be adults, which is just, this irks me.
They're in this day and age, though.
Yeah.
There is something.
Just text me.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Merry Christmas, brother.
You can't do that ahead of Christmas, though. You seem like a weirdo if you do it not on Christmas Day.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I just want to say Merry Christmas. It's November. I know.
But there's something like, very, very over and above thoughtful about still going out and buying
Absolutely.
Christmas cards and writing a little message and sending them to, all your friends and family.
Absolutely. It's
and
very
it's
nice.
It's just like, when someone still does that today, I can't help but be like, there's something extra inside.
It's lovely,
isn't there?
And I always appreciate getting them. I will never ever send them back to me. It's an utter waste of resources and time. But for people to do it, to reach out and think of you on that. I mean, the thing is, here's the thing. If she didn't give one to everyone in the office, then it becomes a thing. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So, you're kind of pressured to do
right.
it. Right.
Right? Yeah.
We appreciate it, Emily.
Yeah.
And Binks.
She put herself out there, and she already missed two members of the Cavern Radio family, but they can't speak for themselves, so I suppose that's a good
So
good
I will speak
to
for
ignore.
Them.
But she buys cards. She told us the other week that she volunteers for the Illinois Food Bank on occasion, was packing food hampers.
She's a lovely person.
Last week, it's just like,
Can we stop standing, God. Emily?
She sent out an email about doing
good at Christmas,
spreading holiday cheer 2021. Hello, lovely people. I wanted to reach out and see if anyone would be interested in contributing funds to the Community Fundraising Club's annual Adopt-A-Family program, which she also
Amazing.
Spearheaded last year
absolutely.
And got a bunch of us together to donate and sponsor a family.
And without her asking, I absolutely would not.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. But here we are, and she's asked, and very thoughtful, very lovely person.
She does our favorite segment every week on the morning show.
Absolutely
the favorite.
She just
never stops giving.
She painted those, the Cabin Radio plaques.
She painted us personalized plaques.
Personalized plaques.
You know what?
It makes me wonder what she's overcompensating for. What evil lurks in the heart of Emily Blake?
Well, let's not go down that road.
I don't go down that road.
I nominate Emily Blake for Christmas Cheermeister 2021.
Very nice. Yes. I second, and the motion carries. Emily Blake is the Cabin Radio Holiday Cheermeister. Congratulations, Emily, although it comes with weighted responsibilities. You owe us all some beer.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast, where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings of the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. Just want to let you know, we got Des Lorene joining us at 8 o'clock to talk him taking over the comedy world.
Desi
Lorene taking over the comedy world. But first, a new segment we like to call Questions with Lecter.
Well, it's a question for Wheeler.
Oh.
Can we call it Ask Wheeler?
Sure.
We're still working this segment.
That's right.
So let's take a little aside from all this Christmas joy and cheer
God.
And all that.
Were we joyful about this?
Were we not?
I guess.
Were we not joyful?
I got a really nice wreath from my mother. She bought one from the Rotary, but it's a real one.
Ooh.
It's just dripping needles all over the place.
Yeah.
So thanks, Mom. No, it's actually quite beautiful and smells amazing.
Aww.
But I gotta hang that up today, but it's like, it's losing its needles.
All right, enough Christmas for a second, okay?
I haven't done any Christmas shopping either. I should get it.
All right. Okay. You're doing no gift Christmas.
Stressful.
Enough.
Well, I got to buy for my mom.
No.
It's her birthday.
That's true.
It's her birthday and Christmas. And I got to buy for Phoenix's parents. I got to buy for her brother.
No gift.
It's no gift between Phoenix and I.
No gifts for anybody.
She's already buying gifts. She's like, and Phoenix is amazing. She's like making things. And I'm like, just want to go out and buy stuff.
Put it all in the trash.
Oh, my God. Okay. Fair enough. I'll let her know.
Just Gail.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a birthday gift for Gail.
Fair enough.
Enough Christmas.
Okay, go ahead.
We're thinking beyond that now.
Great. Thank you. It's about time.
Of course, you know, this upcoming June, Nicole and I are going to attempt once again to stage a wedding.
Stage a fake wedding.
A fake wedding. That's right.
For everybody coming, it's like, this isn't the real one. We're just staging one. It's just going to look like a real wedding.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to try it again. Obviously, last June, things were not exactly ideal.
Of course.
We're hoping that the implication that things are becoming not ideal again all blows over by June.
This will blow over by springtime.
That's right. So
Omicron, Prusii, what?
These are words that don't exist. Just kidding. Unfortunately. We're hoping, we're fingers crossed
right.
that everything is going to go according to plan
Absolutely.
For this June. Of course, most of the problem is my family that is over in Manitoba and would need to make their way into the NWT for our guest list to be at all what we would like
that
it to be.
That shouldn't be a problem. See, I don't think even if things kind of stay the course as to where they are now, which is kind of unknown, I don't think we're going to shut the border down again.
Well, they're all anti-vaxxers.
Fair.
Just kidding.
They're not. Deeply, deeply racist.
No, they're all, as far as I know, or at least the ones who are going to have little to no issue, vaccinated. So that shouldn't be an issue. It's just whether or not things, you know, become murky.
Okay.
This coming summer. So we're starting to plan as though things are going to go well ahead.
Right.
Yeah, we got some wheels in motion. We're starting to make some plans and set some things and put timelines on things because it's kind of crazy that we're like 6 months away now.
Crazy.
Yeah. I try not to think of it like that. But
in
we're,
terms of time?
Well, just when you say 6 months.
It's a long time.
It doesn't feel
like. Tons of time.
You know what? It would feel like a long time if we hadn't had like 2 years.
Right.
In effect.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like 2.5 years or whatever it
well, it's
was.
It's been 2 years. I mean, we're coming up on 2 years since we started hearing about it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So one of the, you know, the little like details and things that we want to do to make it our day,
okay.
make it special yep. have come up. So Nicole posed a question to me yesterday and she posed it with a self-awareness that is a little outside the box.
Okay.
And I laughed at her.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then said, permission to ask Jesse.
Okay.
About this.
All
so
right.
you are on the spot becoming part of our wedding planning team.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Sure.
She asked me yesterday, what do you think about the idea of having a live painting done during our wedding?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I like it. I love the live painting thing. I really do. And putting people to work during your fabulous day sounds great.
For exposure, of course.
For exposure, absolutely. You don't want to pay them. Maybe give them a meal.
Yeah, well,
But yeah, that's a great idea.
You like that?
I do like that idea.
All right. Now tell me what you honestly think.
No, I like the live painting idea. I really do.
Okay.
I mean, I like the... what is it? The dinner on the lake that they were doing over the summers, like Jen Walden and Terry Pamplin, they would paint a lot. There'd be music and they'd paint a lot, basically in time, do a painting while you were having dinner and listening to stories and things like that.
Okay. I don't think I knew about that.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Obviously there was like a live painting going on the last couple of years at Folk in the Rocks.
Yes. And that's kind of the, you know, what the idea she had in mind. I guess she read it as like, you know, fun ideas for a wedding.
Right.
And that was mentioned in the list. And yeah, that was basically the perspective. It's like, yeah, they do it at Folk on the Rocks. It's a really cool thing.
It is cool.
You know, Chrissy and Maddie, and I can't remember the third artist's name, but their team, they do it. They've done the last couple Folk on the Rocks that we've been able to have.
Yeah.
Which, of course, yeah, one of them is the background of the or the back of the beer garden stage now.
Yes.
So it is a really cool idea. I think my main hesitation was, I mean, it's obviously like it's a little, you know.
What? It's a little what?
It's just a little much.
Is it much?
It's
your day, buddy.
It is.
You're not getting married again, hopefully.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, right? You know, why not, you know, blow out the tanks?
I don't disagree with that.
You know, we're not going to the Banff Springs Hotel here and blowing out the tanks that way, but let's have some creative juices flowing throughout the weekend. It's, I mean, Is it going to be is it going to be out at Camp Connections? Is that the plan?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like this area that's kind of like semi-camping and just an outside really lovely area. And there's going to be
beautiful natural backdrop. There's
going to be creative people all over the place, you know, having a good time. There's going to be music and all kinds of stuff, orgies, whatnot. And
Lots of
bushes. So, I mean, having a live painting there, I think it's a great idea, finding the right people to do it who want to do it. I'm sure you could. You're both very well-liked and well-loved. I'm sure you could find somebody. Hell, I'll do it. I'm not good at it, but I'll do it.
Well, we want a professional.
Oh.
If we're going to do it, we're going to get it.
If you pay me, I'm professional, right? So
I guess that's kind of how it works.
That is how it works. Yeah.
My main thing was it feels like it's a lot of pressure.
It is absolutely, but I mean, that's what I mean. Performance is always pressure, right? If you're there's
for
always
sure.
Like, I mean, think about the ones at Folk and Rocks, there's tons of pressure for that,
yeah.
And
they just
kind of do it and they're awesome at it,
yeah. But there's a different dynamic there because that's an event for everyone that happens to go there,
right?
A wedding, yeah,
it's
like
fairly
obviously,
specific.
Yeah, obviously, you want everyone to have a good time,
right?
But it only really, really, really matters for the two people whose wedding it is.
Right.
And so there is a very more centered focus than there is at something like Folk on the Rocks.
But it doesn't have to be. Like, I mean, it's about your wedding, but it can be about the weekend as well.
Like, for sure,
the feelings of the weekend, the flow of that, the colors there.
So that's the thing. That's a lot to try and encapsulate for one artist in one piece. And I was just like... The thing is, like, yeah, if it gets to the end of it and the artist, you know, finishes their piece and they're like, what do you think? And it's just not quite what you had in mind.
Well, that doesn't mean, but you have to get that out of your mind.
It has nothing
to do with what you're expecting. You are
asking. It's my wedding.
It's my day. You are asking someone to express your feeling, but their feeling as well.
Express my feelings for me.
It's flowing through them as to what is going on that weekend.
Right.
So, I mean, you are kind of taking a bit of a risk there, I guess. But, I mean, like, if you know the person and they love you and you love them and they want to do this for you, then, yeah, there's pressure. But, I mean, you're asking someone and they're responding with a yes or a no.
Maybe
you know
it's better that we don't hire someone we know and love. So that if we hate it, we can just be like, what? No.
Let's just burn this.
You blew it, buddy. Your career's over.
We will not put this on our Instagram page. I think it's a cool idea.
Okay.
I mean, I think it warrants a little bit more discussion, but I think it's a cool idea.
You've convinced me.
All right. I've convinced you that it's a cool idea.
Yeah, you have. There
not
you go, dear.
Not necessarily that you're going to do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Live painting, Jesse Wheeler, paintbrush in hand.
Oh, my God.
Let's do this.
Tell you what, I'm going to slather myself in paint and just flop my body all over a canvas.
Ooh, that's right. Art.
Oh, yeah, that is art. That is art. Absolutely. No, that sounds like a good idea. And I'm glad to be part of your wedding planning. Yikes.
Thank you for your contribution.
No problem.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. We all know Des Lorene and all the stuff he does, just keeps doing stuff. And every once in a while, we got to catch up with Des in a segment we like to call Catching Up with Des. What up, Des?
I'm here pondering why Scooby-Doo fruit snacks aren't just Scooby snacks. Like, well, just shape them like Scooby snacks. Don't shape them like characters from the show. What are we doing here? I don't want to eat Velma's face here and the Scooby-Doo van this early in the morning. The Mystery Machine gets more respect than that for me. Come on.
You got to pay fun-loving criminals if you're going to call them Scooby snacks. They own the rights. That's what you're eating for breakfast, though, is Scooby-Doo fruit snacks?
Well, I mean, it pairs well with the Rockstar grape, you know?
Yeah, so. It does. I was wondering, like, how does Des do it? It's like Rockstar grape and Scooby fruit snacks. Absolutely. Des, we all know that you're constantly announcing new things that you're doing. You've got all kinds of things going on. But recently, you just announced that you are going to be part of the Crack Up Comedy Festival in Ottawa from March 20th. It goes from March 22nd to March 26th, 2022. And, well, congratulations, first of all. But you put this up on your Facebook page. The lineup is pretty incredible. How does it feel? First of all, how does it feel to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, it's pretty unreal. You know, it's kind of it's a real weird feeling to sort of get this this spotlight now. You know, you've been knocking at a door for so long. You've wanted something for so long. And now I'm starting to get appearances. And, you know, my mugshot is appearing in lineups and stuff now for comedy festivals.
Fair enough.
I'm super, super, I wish I could say I was humbled, but I mean, I'm not.
So. I'm not humbled. I expected this. Yeah. And that's, I mean,
it's
you know,
about damn time.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't describe you as a humble person. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way. You're vocal about what you're doing and your confidence in what you do, which is, I mean, that's kind of part of the gig. You got to know that you're good at something. You got to let people know. But in this lineup, Mary Walsh, Patrick McKenna, some like Canadian heavy hitters, Canadian legends of Canadian comedy, and a good lineup otherwise as well. Tell us a little bit more about the lineup and how did this all come about? Did you just apply for this or did they seek you out? What's going on?
Yeah, so, obviously, you know, Mary Walsh, holy smokes, right? And
yeah.
Pat McKenna, I
amazing.
Got to meet Pat when we were in Iqaluit.
Right.
And that's how all this came about, is John Helmke, the organizer of Crack Up, he does the Arctic Comedy Festival that goes through Yellowknife and Iqaluit,
right?
And all across the North. So he was the one that said, hey, man, like, now you're on my radar. I think you're great. You're a fun guy. And his thing was, you know, they're not looking for just the funniest people in Canada. They're looking for people that also get along with others and play well and are responsible enough to, you know, stick to a travel schedule and be somewhere and reliable when you need them to be, right? Like, you don't want to have somebody show up and party the whole time and
right.
be like, you know, a rude guy and you know, blow off dates and stuff, right?
Well,
it was a real test.
Right.
Sorry about that.
I was just going to say, if there's one thing we know about you is that you don't like to party. So,
well, I mean, but that's it. You got to party at the right time.
That's
yeah,
right.
I mean, like on a Jericho cruise.
You get all that out of your system at the Jericho cruise.
That's right. So exactly right.
You know, early mornings, you know, like that when it's appropriate, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like to party at appropriate times. Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
Absolutely. No, and I mean, that's.
Don't eat enough chick with that.
that's absolutely a part of it, being able to depend on the people that you're booking. Absolutely. I mean, it was up until recently called the Reliable Comedy Festival. Like, we know these people are going to show up and they're going to do their job. But this is a very cool little uptick in your journey here. You were in that Just for Laughs comedy, the Arctic Comedy Festival, which was sponsored by Just for Laughs, isn't that right?
Yeah, so it was a Just for Laughs showcase, right?
Right.
So they wanted to show Indigenous comics and they brought Zoe Radnett up, and Zoe's on the production team there.
Yeah.
So it was really cool meeting her and getting some insight into how they run it. And also getting on the radar of somebody at Just for Laughs.
Of course.
I mean, come on, that's, you can't ask for something like that, right? Like, a lot of comics will spend their whole lives every weekend going out to clubs and bombing and failing. And this is going to be my fifth time on stage this weekend in Winnipeg at Wee Johnny's, 9 p.m. if you're going to be out there in Winnipeg. Shout out, everybody.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to be doing stand-up this weekend. I'm pretty pumped.
No, that's awesome. I mean, we didn't even know about that. Here we are talking about this festival that's in March, and you're going to be in Winnipeg at Wee Johnny's this weekend. That's pretty
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, so I've got to actually, it's another connection I made in the Iqaluit with Paul Rabalaskis, the comedian, the headliner comedian that was at
right.
the Just for Laughs showcase there. He loved me. He loved my stuff. We talked about wrestling. We hit it off right away. I think some of the other comics were jealous that we had this, like, we were wrestling fans. So immediately we just flocked to each other, you know, and we partaked in a whole bunch of other stuff that we had a lot of fun with. And,
Pile drivers, body slams.
It was a good time.
Nice,
so
man.
He's
nice.
The one he lives in Winnipeg, and yeah. I connected with him, and I said, hey, I've got my last APTN board meeting coming up this weekend. You know, I've spent 5 years with the APTN board of directors, and I'm really happy about that. My time is coming to an end. I don't think anybody should be a career politician. You know, you get in, you make your difference, or you try to, and then you get out, right? It's about sharing, passing the torch, right?
Yeah.
So I'm there this weekend, and he said, hey, man, you know, I'm out of town Friday, but I can make a call. I know a lot of guys here. And they'll love you. I love you. And he got me a spot Friday night.
Sweet. Amazing.
Yeah. No, like amazing. 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 Like, this stuff is happening to a guy. Like, I just got announced last week that I'm, you know, like a video game character now in this GM sim game.
That's
here.
Correct. Yeah. That's
for
incredible.
An independent wrestling game.
Yeah.
You know, the first Anu Viallo to be in a video game. The first Anu Viallo comedian to have his own album on Apple Music. Just got to plug that because it reminds me every week that I got no plays. Every single week I get reminded of it. No problem. Even my mom couldn't sit through the thing. And it's 17 minutes long. Come on, not a long
set. Yes, this week, no play.
Hour and a half.
Amazing. Well, we'll be sure to listen to that. you've had things are just kind of constantly kind of coming up, and you keep crushing these things, man. And we're always happy to see you doing well. And I think we just got to do little catch ups every once in a while. Not when you're just doing things, just like every couple of months, just be like, what's going on, Tiz? Like, we hear you in the afternoon.
Well, I mean, like, every couple of months, and I'll forget about stuff because things happen so rapid fire.
Right.
Let's do it every other week. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're always doing things.
Yeah, stop doing so much. God, there's so much to keep up with. Now, you just went on the Jericho Cruise. Is that happening again, like, right away?
Yeah, so the fourth Jericho Cruise, the four-leaf clover, is happening St. Patrick's Day, so from the 14th to the 18th of March, 2022. So that's coming up in, like, 4 months. So it's not a whole lot of time, but we have been announced as the official party podcast of the Jericho Cruise.
Amazing.
By Chris himself. So we're just waiting on the little talent badges and everything that comes with it. But honestly, like, what a rush, man. Four years now, well, 3.5 years of vacations with Chris Jericho Cruise, and each one of them is just wild, and I've been making such good contacts. Like, when you've got Orange Cassidy, one of the biggest wrestlers in AEW today, coming up to you at the after party and introducing himself and saying hi, it's kind of like, yo, this is happening. This is, like, a thing now. So, wow. You know, like, I'm rubbing shoulders, literally bumping people that have been on TV that I'm watching them for years. And it's like, hey, man. And you're trying not to be starstruck. But it's so hard. Right? It's so hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of the thing. That's where that humbleness kind of comes in. You can still be starstruck by people. Eventually, you'll have to get used to it because it sounds like this is just going to keep growing and growing. I guess the other question was something I asked you just off the air for a quick second. I mean, are you going to stay in Inuvik? Are you going to leave Inuvik? What are you thinking? What's going through your head?
Well, honestly, right now, we just bought a house here. My daughter's going to school. We've been planning to go to Edmonton for a long time, but COVID kind of pumped the brakes on that here. It's all about jobs, right? You know, like right now, Inuvik's paying us a ridiculous amount of money to stay here because they know without me here, I mean, what's going on? Inuvik's got nothing. Oh, might as well call ourselves Yellowknife or North Wells if I leave Inuvik, right? So, I mean, at this point, I'm just kind of being paid to stay here. But you said it right, though, is I need to get myself out there. I could be hitting a stage every single weekend.
Absolutely.
Growing my brand.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like, this could be something. I'm 38 now. I'm not going to be alive forever. I should be on TV doing voices, having my own show. Like, I'm watching F is for Family with Bill Burr.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, man, I've got stories that I could make a TV show out of. Like, let's do something here. But I need the right people to see me first. And that won't happen if I'm stuck up here getting paid to carry the town. Man, my back is sore, dude.
If you leave Inuvik, though, that leaves Blue vulnerable, and the TAW takeover from Yellowknife, it's imminent at that
point. Happen.
So you got some things to consider here, Des, some options to weigh.
Well, that's the only thing to really keep me in Inuvik is I know that if I leave, they will bring TAW to Yellowknife because they're such marks for that gross city of yours. I don't know. 20,000 people does not make a city to me.
Hey!
I'm sorry, Yellowknife. Fight me, okay?
Oh, we will take over. We will swallow TAW whole.
And then we'll probably just let it go. We'll just let it go because we'll just get tired.
I'm so cheap. I'm so cheap. I'm like Tatanka in the 90s. You could just buy me out. I'll just honestly sell out. So, I mean, if you guys want to buy TAW, I'll sell it.
Let's do it. Amazing. Well, I mean, we said at the beginning of this chat that you got to stay humble. And obviously, that is not the case. So,
passionate, talented, and not humble.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. I love it. Amazing stuff, man. We're so jazzed for you, and we can't wait to see what you do next. Obviously, Crack Up Comedy Festival coming up in March. That's very cool. But you're going to be at Wee Johnny's this weekend in Winnipeg. So I'll let some of my Winnipeg peeps know, and I'm sure Lecter will as well. See if we can get some folks out there to cheer you on. I'm sure you're going to have a crowd anyway. But that's pretty amazing, man. You keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you again soon. And we love hearing you in the afternoon. So thanks for joining us this morning, man.
And no partying between now and March.
That's right. Be responsible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say no partying between now and 1 o'clock for the afternoon. So I don't know, man.
I don't know. Yeah, she's responsible times to party. All right, man.
When you start your day off with a rock star, I mean, a shot isn't too far behind, right?
So that's very true. Although it says on the can you're not supposed to do that. So maybe,
Well, I've done a lot of things where I shouldn't do, and I don't really listen to that. So I don't know what else I should do.
Des Lorene, joining us next, man. Thanks for joining us. Crack Up Comedy Festival coming up in March. Amazing. So if you're in the Ottawa area or going to be there, you can get tickets for that and see an amazing lineup with that includes Des Lorene all throughout that week. Des, have a good show this afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, man?
Thank you so much, boys. Shout out to my man, Ace, at Aurora Ford. Love you, man. And hey, you guys have a great day.
I am also at Aurora Ford, you jerk. Okay. Right on, man. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Take it easy, brother.
All right, take care.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford. Drive the North, we're connected with you on your Wednesday morning, finishing up MATC for yet another morning as we head
headlong into Christmas. It is 17 days away, right?
That's right.
Are you going into a Gip Forester?
I would love to. I would love to go into a Gip Forester.
It's no longer Gip Haunted Forester.
Gip Haunted Forester. Gip Jolly Forester.
His natural habitat.
That's right. Yeah, we've locked him in a cage of Christmas. Feels like Christmas. Santa Claus is coming down to visit. Sit on my lap. He says, I'm going to buy you a toy train. And then I run that train around the tree. And then everything smells like pine forest. And everyone wants this.
Well, why is he becoming Texan all of a sudden?
Give me a glass of eggnog, says Uncle Forrest. Oh, that hurt.
You really kind of went into...
drunk Gip Forrester. That's Gip Forrester almost passing out from all too much eggnog.
When I was a kid, we used to have handmade toys. And then Santa would come down the chimney and be ho, 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 and there'd be cookies. And I used to make the cookies. And we didn't have flour back in the day, so we used sawdust.
Well, you kind of sound like you're doing a Jeff Bridges impression a little
bit. Yeah, there you go. I do that. Yeah, yeah. Jeff Bridges is in True Grit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
I can't help you, son. I can't be cursed. Back in Christmas and Mad Day, we'd give each other guns and shoot each other.
Anywho, finishing up with a little segment we like to call Lecter Has Something to Say. New segments all throughout the morning.
It's been a big morning.
Now, you wrote this up on the board yesterday. Lecter got a new job, and you know what? Everybody's jumping ship lately, so I was like, what?
Where are you going? Yeah, you got really angry.
I got angry because people are leaving.
Well, I mean, it's more money elsewhere. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I hate that.
No, it's a...
I'll remind everybody, I have not made a penny. I've done 1,000 shows for free. And other people are like, I can make other money elsewhere. It's like, then get out of here.
Actually, yeah, we're closing in on 1,000
shows. I know we are.
Free, yeah. No, this is a different thing that
okay,
you hate.
Okay, what's up?
You recently, I don't know if you did this on air or not, but recently off the air, you've expressed to me your disdain for the fact that everyone seems to have a side hustle.
They do. It's not a disdain because I get, obviously, we have a side hustle. Like, I mean, well, this is your full-time job. I've got a full-time gig. This is kind of not really a side hustle. It's a pretty legit business, but side hustles.
Well,
I mean,
it will be.
It will be. It will be once it's legit. But what I mean is, like, everybody's got, like, you know, an MLM or whatever like that.
And
that's
an MLM,
a multi-level marketing, also known as a pyramid scheme.
Right.
So when people are doing those, I'm always kind of like, it's wary because it's like those things are pretty gross.
Is everyone doing that,
not
or do
everyone.
You need to just narrow down who your real friends are here?
I don't have any. I think that was kind of what I was railing against. Like, everybody was a photographer for a while. Like, there are legit photographers in town.
Yes.
And then there's everybody else who has, like, a photography business on the side. And it's like, that shouldn't be a side gig. Like, if you're going to be a photographer, be really good and trained at it, and then you'll get business. We don't need 500 photographers in a town of 20,000 people. And then for a while, there's some legit cookie makers. And then now there's, like, just cookie makers popping up all over the place. And it's like, okay, we don't need 1,800 cookie makers either.
I don't feel like there are 1,800
There's at least 1,800 cookie makers. And then, you know, everybody's got their own woodworking thing. And some people are legit at it. And some people are just like, here's a cutting board that I threw together that's $150. It's like, well, cool. But, like, do you need that?
Nobody's forcing you to buy it.
I'm just saying it's very odd. There's, you know, people making six figures who are like, you know, in my spare time, I like to be inspired by things that I sell for way too much money. It's like,
you wish that people had hobbies, not side hobbies.
Hobbies, exactly. Have a hobby. You don't need to turn a hobby into a money-making industry.
I mean, in this capitalist world we live in.
I mean, it's kind of like everybody's encouraged to be like, you know, you see, like, The Rock posting things. Like, it's The Rock. He's worth half.
It's all The Rock. Fault.
$500 million, and he's like, if you're not working when you get home from work, you're not tired, you're uninspired. It's like, how about I just come home from work, have dinner, and relax? All right, I just worked a 12-hour day, The Rock. All right, I'm not getting paid to stay in shape. And I mean, he's great. I like The Rock, but I mean, like, give me a break with this billionaire mindset garbage where it's just like, we all should be making an extra 50 grand a year on our hobbies. It's like, give me a break. Just, if you're not inspired by your job, either do something else or just figure out a hobby that you're not trying to foister on your friends to make money during the Christmas season. Just enough. If you need to make money, then that's fine. But if you're making six figures at a government job and you're trying to sell me $20 bags of cookies, I'm going to get a little upset about it. Anyway, Lecter, you were saying.
So for the listeners, that was
new thing,
basically verbatim your off-air rant earlier in the week.
It's just funny.
Jesse hates your side hustle.
I don't hate your side hustle. I appreciate the work you're putting into what you're doing. Just, you know, I don't want your essential oils. That's all. That's all.
Get a hobby, lose the side hustle.
We don't all need to be boss bitches. You know what I mean?
But we can't all be boss bitches.
That's right. That's true. I'm hashtag boss bitch.
We also can't all be the people's champ.
That's so right. I mean, not... I like The Rock, but it's just that mindset is just like people are literally just working themselves to death.
You don't get to be the great one by going home, having dinner, and relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, great. But that's okay, though. Some people don't need to be the great one, and some people want to be, and that's fine. It's like the Instagram post where it's like, if you own a house and you don't own four other houses, what are you doing with your life? It's like, I'm allowing other people to buy houses. I'm not buying up a bunch of property so I can make passive income and like disallow people to actually buy a house. Thanks. Merry Christmas. go ahead. What were you going to say?
All right. Now that I've got you all worked up.
Mm-hmm. I'm all red.
I received an email yesterday.
Yeah.
That I have been
selected.
Accepted.
Okay.
Selected, a better word, actually. Right. Selected for the first Hack Lab crew.
Hey, nice. I forgot you applied for that. That's amazing.
I did. Yeah. We of course, had Jay and Pablo on, I think, last week or the week before,
yeah,
and they were talking about
Hack Lab.
Could
have been 4 weeks ago. I have no idea what time.
Yeah, maybe it was 2 months ago. I don't know.
Might have been a while ago.
And they were talking about their brand new endeavor, a very exciting thing called Hack Lab,
amazing.
Hyper Arctica Crew Lab.
Right.
And basically, they're putting a crew together with the intent of eventually building towards making a more sustainable film industry here in the North. Which, I mean, you know, we've talked about this show. About like how that would be great, mm-hmm. And they were awesome. Like I thought they really laid out their situation. You know what they have seen in their time in the film industry here in the North, which has been a long time, over, you know, like, right, probably like 15 or so years.
Yeah,
and the things they've seen, how they've seen that change over the time, and their vision for moving forward. And I was inspired. I think a lot of people who were listening probably felt the same way. It was really great having them on, having them talk about this project. And we mentioned at the time that I was thinking about applying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what?
Give her.
I've got the schedule, I think, that I can make it work with,
yep,
what they were proposing for this these modules that they're going to be rolling out. And it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to apply. So I got my application in... slightly late.
Yep.
But yeah, chatted with them a bit and got the email confirmation the other day that, yeah, been selected for the first Hack Lab crew.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So very excited about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool.
Apologies for the side hustle.
That's not a side hustle. That is a skill-based job. You know what I mean? That is you taking up a new skill,
right,
to possibly help in future endeavors that benefit the entire community. You're not coming to me this morning and being like, listen, like, do you want to make an extra $5,000 a month? And then, like,
I mean, do you
lay
like
out a set of like skincare products in front of me? And I'm just like, ugh.
I was saving that conversation for tomorrow. But,
right.
But do you want to make an extra?
Don't we all?
$5,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Upwards of $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. Any sales pitch that starts like that, would it interest you to make extra money? It's like, of course it would. We all want to make extra money. It's
by like, doing like nothing
do
at all.
Do you want to sell your soul and screw over your friends? Then I got a business for you.
That's just give me the opportunity.
These are essential oil cookies, and we're going to be making them. Yeah, so. Very cool. That's awesome.
So, Walt, you're
going to learn
I'll tell
new
you about
skills.
I'll tell you about my cutting boards tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I'm very excited about
them. Yeah, they're dipped in resin, and they're locally made, and sourced and handcrafted. Shut up. That's incredible. You're going to be learning new skills, and like really
yeah, very
like,
excited
skills
about
that you can apply elsewhere as well.
Yes.
But that's very cool. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really looking forward to it. So the first kind of meet and greet are something like that with the crew that's been picked is December 16th. So yeah, we're gonna meet everyone who we're gonna be working with and
nice.
Chatting about the project that basically launches in the new year. And yeah, and then we go from there.
Beautiful.
Very excited about it.
I can't wait till you're one of the crew members on the first Hallmark movie to film in the NWT.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is the goal.
That's the whole reason I applied.
Oh, I mean, if that happens, I will be pushing them, and I will call my agent for the first time in a year and be like, listen, I need to be in this movie. Like, that just has to happen.
And you have to be Uncle Jamie.
Yeah, that's right. Just kind of show up with my guitar. Yeah. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Uncle Jamie's Holiday.
No, Uncle Jamie will be filled with PTSD. It's like there was a rock creature and like the rocks came alive.
And then the rock told me to get another job.
The rock told me to get four more jobs. So Uncle Jamie couldn't do it.
So Uncle Jamie had to go home and unwind and relax.
And Uncle Jamie went home to his home planet. He died on the way.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. All right, well, that's
very
cool.
It's going to be a good movie.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for Mornings at the Cabin for this morning. Remember, if you have a side hustle, I'm not dumping on your side hustle. I just think it's... Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.